fail.
That's plenty. Big. Huge fail.
Hello.
Hello.
Welcome to... Oh, hello.
And?
Hello.
That was a little old Greg hello. Welcome to Pork Therapy.
Where it's Mike.
And Stephanie. And old Greg.
And old Greg, apparently.
I'm old Greg.
You didn't know we would have old Greg joining us on the Pork Therapy couch. And I'm sitting next to him right now, and he is indeed a scaly manfish. And so, for anyone who gets that, you're...
Awesome.
Or you have more free time on your hands than you're willing to deal with it in a healthy way. we're here, we're Pork Therapy, and we have another topic for you guys to hear us gossip about tonight. Isn't that right, Mike?
Apparently.
Yes, we're going to be gossiping about gossip.
I have been the center of some gossip in my year and a quarter here in New Hampshire.
Have you really?
And it doesn't bother me. I think it's kind of fun. Some of it's true, some of it's not, and I like it all.
You're the talk of the town.
No, but there's been rumors going around, and yeah, fine.
Yeah, there are a lot of rumors going around. I mean, it's a small group, you know. There are, what, like less than 1,000 people here in New Hampshire already for the Free State Project, which if you don't know what it is, you should go to freestateproject.org and check it out. But anyway, there are a few of us here, and a lot of us know each other, and some of us know each other quite well.
And some of us think we know others and talk about
them. Some of us think we know others and think we know what's going on in other people's lives, right?
Actually, that is what gossip... That's actually one definition of gossip, wanting to know what goes on in other people's lives or starting rumors about other people's lives.
Mm-hmm. Old Greg is, he's playing a musical instrument.
So, we're going to be talking about gossip tonight.
Yes. sorry. This episode is fun. As soon as the beer came out, I knew it was a big fail.
Old Greg was playing his beer and showing us his mangina.
Yes. You can't blame us for being distracted after that. Anyway, so Mike, what was the question?
All right, tonight, the question, this episode's question is, why do people gossip? It has a negative connotation, but is there anything positive about gossiping? And what qualifies as gossip?
Okay, so it's a three-part question.
And you know what, I'm going to add part four is, why do people gossip? Oh, no, that's part one.
That is part one.
I'm going to ask it again.
Good job, Mike. Fail. No, you're a success. We were just kidding. Success.
Just don't start any rumors that I failed.
Oh, I think I don't have to start that rumor. Okay, how do rumors get started? Usually it's a miscommunication, right?
I don't know about usually. I mean, I know a guy who's actually in this movement who tries to start rumors, whether they're true or not.
Oh, I think I know that
yes,
person,
yes, you do. And it bugs me, even though, you know, there have been rumors started about me and some by him, and I don't mind. But it just bugs me that he tries to start rumors and tries to get people talking about other people behind their backs and tries to get,
yeah,
you know, stir
you
the shit.
That doesn't make any sense.
It's just not very pleasant.
Yeah, it isn't pleasant at all. Yeah, it stresses me out. It's like, I don't want to really be around people who are just backstabbing and saying negative things about others. But sometimes gossip, I guess, like you said, doesn't always have to be negative.
Right. No, overtly. It could be, anyway, it could be neutral, easily, and
like
it could probably be positive.
Yeah, I think a lot of times it's neutral, right?
Did
you hear Mike moved? That's gossip, right?
Yeah.
Is that gossip?
Ooh, that's a good question.
Did you hear Mike moved to the land where there's no cell phone reception, and now you can never get in touch with him?
And if you didn't hear that bit of gossip, listen to the last episode.
Yeah, I think that's...
What do you think, old Greg?
First broke the news.
What is gossip?
I think it's pretty arbitrary what you actually define as gossip and what's just people talking about each other.
Does it... All right, then it's not what is said that matters, but maybe how it's said? Like, if
I think that
I think there are certain necessary but not sufficient things, like... For example, I don't think it's really gossip if the person you're talking about is there with you.
Yeah, you're right. So it has to be kind of behind their back.
So that's a necessary condition.
So what is that condition? Behind their back or just in the absence of verification, of absence of facts?
I feel like any time it's without the person's... If you're talking about someone else who's not there and can't deny or confirm whatever you're saying or maybe defend themselves, that's gossip.
Okay. So it doesn't matter if it's positive, neutral, or otherwise...
She's saying that's sufficient.
Oh, okay.
Gossip. That's what you're saying.
Yeah, that's sufficient for it to be gossip. Okay. Well, I guess it's necessary too, right? Because if the person is there, could you gossip about someone in front of them?
No,
no,
not about.
Said.
Yeah, so it's necessary.
You're saying it's sufficient.
Wait, I'm confused. Your mangina has blinded me.
Sufficient means that it is gossip if that condition is met. Necessary means that
it can't be gossip unless that condition is met. Yeah.
But it isn't necessarily gossip just because you're talking about someone when they're not there.
Oh, okay.
That's what I mean.
All right, so that's true.
So
yeah,
right now,
right,
I could
sufficient.
Be talking... I'm talking about a guy who creates...
We have no logic here on Book Therapy.
...gossip, and we're talking about him behind his back.
So
but,
we're gossiping
but,
about the
No, but
gossiper.
I don't think it is gossip. By that definition, is it?
Like, I could say baby Jesus' birthday is celebrated on December 25th. Baby Jesus isn't here. But that wouldn't be gossiping about baby Jesus, right? That's
right.
Just reporting a fact.
Right. I'm just stating a fact about this guy who starts gossip.
That was a great example, Greg.
Yeah,
he's
we
full of them.
We'll
they
be
just
sure not to air
him
this
out of his mangina. Yes. So you can't gossip about the... No, you could gossip about the baby Jesus, right?
Yes, but that isn't gossiping. That's just stating a fact.
And the baby Jesus isn't real.
Okay, well, here's another example. I was talking about a guy who always starts rumors.
Okay.
But I'm just stating a fact. I'm not gossiping about him.
He's not here. I don't know. That fact kind of implies a value judgment that says, like...
I have a value
judgment. You don't like the fact that he usually starts rumors.
Well, I said that also.
Does there have to be a value judgment? I think a value judgment is one of the criteria that... contributes to you.
I don't think so
gossip.
At all. Unless you're talking about implied. Because some people gossip literally like over the fence between yards about a third neighbor who's not there and they don't have an opinion. They just say, did you hear she's sleeping around on her husband? That she's not saying
that,
I disagree with that.
I think that implies an opinion.
That's what I said. It implies.
Well, it doesn't have to be explicit, right? It could be an implied.
I guess.
Yeah.
I
so
know.
We really agree. Wait,
are you implying that we agree?
Let's make peace. We want to make love, not war on the Pork Therapy couch.
We want to make love on the Pork Therapy couch.
Oh,
not
we have made love on the Pork Therapy couch, I think.
But hey, you're just starting a rumor.
Oh, that's how rumors get started, right?
That's one way.
Did you hear Mike's pregnant, by the way? I heard old Greg was the father.
And the mother.
And the mother. Oh, man. All right. We're veering
Wait
off
a minute.
Topic
we're
as usual.
We're almost 8 minutes into this, and I still don't even know what gossip is.
Okay, what's gossip? Gossip is talking about someone in their absence.
Yeah.
Right? And it implies, and you're saying something that, making a statement that implies a value judgment.
Okay.
And...
So it can't be neutral then. You have to be. It has to be either positive or negative.
I don't think neutral is gossip. I think that's just information.
Okay.
I mean, if you said...
I would say something that person you're talking about wouldn't necessarily approve of you talking about behind their back.
Yeah, I like that too.
But, well, then what about me? Because people have started good and bad rumors about me, and I don't give a shit. So is it gossip?
Yeah, I think it's still
gossip.
But
I think it's more the attention... intention of the gossiper, not the gossip.
So if the gossiper is saying something negative and trying to start a bad rumor
or if
trying to hurt my reputation...
If they don't know whether or not you would give a shit, right?
Then
it's
gossip.
Then it's gossip.
Okay.
Well, I'm not sure if I'm coming...
For the record, I don't give a shit. Now everyone knows and no one is able to gossip about me.
I think they could still gossip. You just wouldn't care.
All right, well, assuming that's our working definition of gossip...
Yeah,
then
I don't think it's relevant whether you care if they're gossiping about you or not.
Okay, it's...
Relevant to whether it's...
Gossip
it makes
is
it gossip.
In the mouth of the gossiper.
Yes, that's not all that's in the mouth of the gossiper, but anyway, we... we gotta move on.
Certainly you meant their foot.
Yes, of course.
So, the next part of the question is kind of self-answering, then. It has a negative connotation, but is there anything positive about it? So, it would have to be. By our definition, it's either positive or negative. It's not neutral. It has to be. So, can we think of an example of positive gossip?
I don't think we ever said that it was positive, did we?
Well, we didn't, but you said it has to have a value judgment.
So,
that implies
okay,
positive or negative.
Let's give an example. How about we talk about examples? Like,
yeah.
If I said, hey, did you hear Mike move to Grafton? Can I say that on the air? Is that cool?
No.
Okay. Well, I just did. You'll have to bleep it out. If I said...
Why? It's just a rumor.
Did you... Oh, my God. Oh, okay, fine. I'll make
No, that one's fine. That one's fine. Go on.
Did you hear that Mike moved to Grafton? I don't think that's gossip, but if I said, hey, did you hear that Mike moved to Grafton so that he could be with his lover who lives on the Hoyt farm?
Too much information. Bleeping that out.
Okay. He could be with his lover who lives in the place where he moved to. That's gossip.
Sure.
Right?
But there can be positive gossip, too.
Yeah, okay, what's an example of positive gossip?
Did you hear that Mike has a 12-inch cock? I think that's positive gossip.
Yeah, right, exactly.
Did you hear that Mike moved to Grafton to polish his 12-inch cock, right? Or something?
I think that's a rumor, because it's really 12 centimeters.
Did you see Jane Doe's, amazingly nice ass? It's really nice.
Okay, so yeah.
Yeah, I think that's gossip. Right? But it's positive.
When did Jane move here? Where does she live?
Yeah. Oh, man. Oh.
All right. And then, so the last question is...
Stunning logic by old Greg.
Actually, the last question, what qualifies as gossip? That's what we answered first. What is gossip?
What is gossip? Why do people gossip? I think it makes... I think sometimes people gossip because, like the person you said that was starting rumors, sometimes they're immature... Right. Sometimes they have nothing else to do in their lives, and so they have to talk about other people's lives.
But I think that one reason that may be more specific is they like to be in the know, or at least pretend they're in the know by making up rumors.
Yeah,
they like people to think that they're in the in crowd, in the circle. They know what's going on, and even if they don't know it, they'll make shit up so that it seems that way.
Yeah, I think it's just an attention getter.
Yeah,
it's
attention.
Like, oh my God, look what I know.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Spread it around.
Maybe because it's entertaining too, right?
Oh, it could be entertaining, yeah, to see how people react to something that's false. Like, did you...
I mean, I hate to admit it, but sometimes when I hear a rumor, I feel entertained, right?
Yeah.
Even if I don't know if it's true or not.
Yeah, actually, I find it, intoxicating almost. Gossip. Seriously. When I hate gossip, but when I hear it, I just... My ears perk up and I, pay attention. And then I realize,
I think that's
stop
what it is
it's
about
just gossip.
Right, yeah. I know. I know the feeling. And I don't like that either. Like, consciously, I try to think to myself, hey, I wouldn't like it if people were gossiping about me, but yet it's interesting to hear gossip about other people. Right?
One-way street, huh?
Well, I'm just admitting my own hypocrisy here on Pork Therapy. That's what we do best. One of the things, anyway.
That and fuck up a podcast.
Oh, yeah. We're great at that.
All right. Well, have you ever started gossip?
Yes, I have. But lately, I've really, I'd say within the past, 7 or 8 years, I've really made an effort to avoid gossip.
Hmm. How many? 7 or 8 years?
Yeah. That's just ever time. Since I was, maybe 18 or something like that. I used to encounter a lot of gossip when I was younger, I guess. And it just kind of stressed me out, especially when I thought people were gossiping about me. And what if a rumor... Here's another tangent, I guess, but what if a rumor that's about you gets back to you? What do you do? How do you do damage control if it's not true?
Well, that's interesting.
Or even if it is true and it's just something you didn't want people to know.
I don't know. That's a good question. I mean, obviously, if it gets back to you, someone's telling you the gossip they heard, so you could correct them right away. No, that's not true. It's 13 inches. but how would you tell, the community that has been spreading this gossip? Well, I guess it depends.
I think you have to go by the any publicity is good publicity policy. Just embrace it and just laugh about it.
So, if it's the reverse and they're saying it's, something negative, then just laugh about it and hopefully your not caring will make the gossip, vanish.
Yeah,
I think that's the best way to get rid of it.
Don't give a shit.
That's right.
If you get upset about it, people who thrive on drama will just continue to do that, right?
Yeah.
I like the whole idea of turning the rumor into a joke. Like, actually, old Greg, we had a situation like this, right, didn't we?
Mm-hmm.
Old Greg and I were dating, and we were... Old Greg and I have been dating for a while, but when we were first dating, we were colleagues, I guess, at an institution. And our fellow colleagues were, I would say, in general, pretty gossipy people, right? And so,
I don't know.
Right,
I mean,
old
I
Greg?
Think more your
your friends,
it's
not mine.
More, no, it's more
no,
like
I didn't
you're
have
a
any
little
friends.
Bit hypersensitive to that sort of thing. Oh. And you think anyone, I mean, yeah. I guess you just
That's
care
true.
About
I,
it more
I,
than I do.
No, I can be hypersensitive to that just because I just because, I don't know, that's how I am. I take it to heart.
It's fun.
Anyway, so old Greg and I were a couple, and we were, and people were starting to know about it because we, you know, we'd sit together and we'd, I don't know, talk to each other a lot or something like that. And people were speculating that we were a couple, but we, you know, we didn't really want anyone else to make it their business, right? And so, old Greg, that's so hard not to say.
I accidentally
old Greg told started some other a rumor people, of his own.
Right. Well, I accidentally let other people know that we were together, like, officially.
Oh.
And then so I had to, like, do some damage control by telling a close friend of ours. We were doing an experiment, basically, by saying I was gay.
Right. And then we saw how long it took to get around back to us that
he was gay.
And someone in the class actually said, he's a gay, which I still haven't been able to figure out. Did you hear about that guy, old Greg? He's a gay.
He's one of them.
He's one of them. Oh, you can see it in
he's
their eyes.
A gay.
Right?
Wow.
Oh, anyway, which was totally ridiculous, so... So we started that rumor, and then quickly it sort of fizzled and just became a joke, and it kind of dissipated. I think that was effective at just diffusing the gossip, don't you, old Greg? It was much better than if we had tried to deny it and say, oh, no, we're not really together when we really were.
Yeah, I mean, that's a good point, because...
we just don't want you to know about it, and we don't want you to make it your business.
If there's something that's not true that's being passed around, whether it's positive or negative, somebody's passing it around for a reason. And if you put up a fight, they're going to put up a fight.
Yeah.
It's going to get worse.
And some people just feed on that,
yeah.
too.
And if you just gently correct it or ignore it or laugh about it,
right.
it's not important to most people. Maybe the person will still try and spread the rumor, but most people will realize you don't care, and it'll just fade away.
Right. Yeah, sometimes if someone asks me a personal question that they've heard as a rumor or something, my favorite response is, wouldn't you like to know? Right? I think that's a good thing to say to a gossip.
Didn't I tell you?
Oh, no, I guess not.
Well, I guess none of your goddamn business.
Yeah, I like that response. Oh, so those are some ways to diffuse gossip, right? But good communication is another one, right? I mean, if you...
Yeah, but it's real hard with a gossip chain, because who do you communicate with?
Yeah, I guess
a that's... A community?
I guess that's hard,
you
yeah.
get on public TV and say, my dick isn't 13 inches big.
It's 14.
It's 14 now.
It has now grown from 12 centimeters to 12 inches to 13 to 14. Oh,
yeah,
this
I mean, I'm pro good communication, but, you know, this is a very nebulous entity to communicate with. Who? You might not even know who started the rumor or who's telling it at the moment.
Well, I guess I'm thinking of situations of conflict where...
Someone comes up to you?
No, where someone starts a conflict with you, you don't necessarily communicate very well, and then that person goes off and tells rumors about you.
Yeah, okay. And it could be accidental. Maybe they misinterpreted what happened and
right.
started telling other people, she said this, and you're all, no, what I said was this, I'm sorry you understood that one.
Yes, that's exactly what I was thinking of.
Yeah.
And so I guess the way to do that is, to handle that is just to try to diffuse the situation and be really clear about what you're saying, right?
Yeah.
I think you need some concrete examples. That was a little...
Well, I'm thinking of a specific example that I just don't want to say because it's
You don't want to give away old Greg's identity, huh?
Exactly.
Just use my name in there. I don't care.
Okay. Mike was at a party one time. No, I'm just kidding. Well, yeah.
So you just started a rumor that I ever go to parties.
Oh, well, we've started several rumors about you on this particular episode.
I go to parties
episode.
And I get pregnant.
Yes, you're pregnant all the time, basically. and then you shit out googly worms.
Oh, my God.
Wherever you go. Oh, man. Ugh. Yeah, even old Greg is mystified and dumbfounded at what we're saying.
Yeah, that means we're doing a good job, because normally we just confound ourselves.
Yes, it's kind of a rare challenge to confound others. Anyway, is there anything positive about gossiping? Sometimes I guess it can serve to clarify a situation, right? Maybe not in the way you'd want it clarified,
no.
but...
Because, I mean, we covered
a
positive
rumor. If
a rumor
gets
rumor,
started, and then, you know, someone confronts you about it, like, let's say someone says, oh... I heard Mike's pregnant, and you're, you know, gathered at social Sundays, and someone comes up to you and said, hey, Mike, are you pregnant? We heard you're pregnant. And you say, oh, no, I'm not pregnant. I gave birth last week. Then you've clarified the situation, right? You've diffused the gossip.
The gossip led to better communication.
I think beyond just lucky random things like that. I think by definition, the definition we come up with, there isn't anything good about.
Well, we came up with positive examples, though.
Sure, but the whole point of it is this is kind of this like
behind their back,
slinky thing that people do.
I think that does actually get back to communication, because if you're talking about someone behind their back, maybe you have feelings towards them, or you have some kind of a conflict with them that you haven't brought up with them, and maybe the best way to deal with that is to actually bring it up with them directly. And that's why I say that I generally don't like gossip, because I usually, if I have a conflict with someone, I prefer to handle it in private with that person.
Right?
Instead of, like, saying something bad about them and then, you know, someone else misinterpreting it and then eventually getting back to them. And that's just the worst way to deal with an interpersonal conflict.
Yeah, it's just passive-aggressive bullshit.
Yeah, passive-aggressive. That's a good description. So it's better to be direct, and if you have a problem, think about it and think about what you want to say and express your problem in a way that de-escalates the situation. Right?
Yeah. I mean, yeah, I don't mind gossip, but... It's because I really don't care what people say or think about me, but...
But sometimes it stems from a personal problem, right?
Yeah, it could, sure.
Have you ever had a situation like that? Oh, sorry, old Greg, what were you saying?
I mean, you can be relatively immune to gossip just because you really don't give a fuck.
Right.
Which I think would describe us, but... but that doesn't mean you think it's a good thing.
No, I don't. Right? I don't think it's a good thing.
No. I don't think it's a good thing either.
See, here's another thing for me. It's... We define gossip as the talking about someone behind their back without them being able to, you know, confirm or deny or defend themselves. So it may not be the truth, and you're like not even caring. You're spreading it anyway. And even if you have good intent, spreading non-truth will have unintended consequences, or could.
Mm-hmm.
So, you know, you could spread the rumor that you could spread a rumor that's really positive in nature, but if it's untrue, when it gets back to the wrong person, it might have explode in their face or something.
True. And I mean...
For that matter, how about a surprise party? Or how about the rumor that Joe's going to propose to Jane,
right,
and
it
gets back to Jane.
Right, and it was supposed to be a surprise, yeah.
Then
whoever
does.
Told Jane...
that's right. Ooh, even worse.
Yes. Well, whoever told Jane is a dipshit in that case, right? They're just a jerk. But what about gossip? I mean, even if it's negative about towards the person who's being gossiped about, like I'm thinking of a particular situation where someone pissed off someone else, and then that someone else gossiped about the offender to me, and I said, okay, now I know that person might not be a good person to trust. And I had heard similar things from other people, and so...
Which person? The one who started the gossip, or the being gossiped
The subject
about?
Of the gossip
oh, really?
Was not is not trustworthy.
And so you believed the gossip, and...
I believe the gossip because I heard it from more than one source, and the things that I heard didn't seem out of this world. They seemed pretty plausible. Mm-hmm. And so I felt like that was sort of a warning about this person. Like,
okay.
Hey, don't get into a business arrangement with this person, or don't... loan this person money, or, you know, don't let this person, I don't know. Anyway, so that served as kind of a warning to me, and, you know, maybe that person didn't deserve to be gossiped about. I don't think anyone really deserves to be gossiped about per se, but then again, you know, it did play into my opinion of them.
Mm. So,
but I think there's a difference between gossiping about someone, just spreading
and sort of
malicious things for the sake of it, and trying to warn someone else about
yeah,
a bad
I completely agree.
To someone else.
I completely agree.
Right, and
one,
that was
one
the
difference
way that
might
I
be,
heard this gossip.
Might be the truth of the issue. Because if I know Jack, and I tell you, oh, don't go into a business deal with Jack. He screwed me. He screwed this person over here. He's bad with accounting.
Right.
That's facts. That's warning.
Uh-huh.
And I know it. It's not like a rumor. It's not, even though Jack's not here, it's not a rumor.
Mm-hmm. Right.
It is, I guess there could be a difference, like, if it was my opinion. I don't think you should be friends with Jack because I saw him kick a dog and I don't like Jack. That's
right.
My opinion.
And I heard that kind of gossip about Jack, too.
Yeah.
Especially
and
when it becomes
I didn't
third
really,
or fourth hand.
Right,
yes.
Then it changes.
Then it's gossip.
Yeah.
It's not, you know.
Right.
Yeah, so, gosh, you have to...
So, but I heard both kinds of gossip about this person, and...
And I think, by the way, for the record, whenever you don't hear something firsthand, you might as well assume it's hundredth hand, because you don't know how many mouths it's gone through.
Oh, man. There are a lot of things like that. Oh, man. Yeah.
All right. Are we gossiped out?
I think we're probably gossiped out.
What?
What?
When you have sex with someone, it's like
every other person they've already fucked. That's right. Yes, I've seen those little trees with the hearts. Right. There's like one heart, and then coming off of it are two, and then coming off of that are like 16, and then
it's like a tournament.
Oh yeah, basically a tournament of. STIs. Who can have the most and the most purulent? Yeah, I think we're done. I think that's a good note to end on, right?
Thanks for asking this question.
Oh, yeah, thanks for asking the question. You can question asker.
Whomever you may be.
Yes.
You can send us your question at
questions@porktherapy.com.
Thank you, and...
Or you can email Mike at porktherapy.com if you have any particularly hot gossip to pass along to him.
Hey, you know what you forgot last episode?
Oh, I did! I forgot to solicit dates for you! You can ask Mike on a date if you want to email him at Mike@porktherapy.com. And hey, Mike, you know what?
Know what?
You're free tomorrow night, aren't you?
Am I? Let me check why I am.
Yes, you are. I've seen your calendar. It's right here on your computer.
You can find us at porktherapy.com, facebook.porktherapy.com, or twitter.porktherapy.com.
Yes, and you can start some rumors of your own.
Yeah, start some rumors about us.
On our Facebook
page.
That'd
be great.
Yes, because no publicity is bad publicity for us.
Spread the word. Tell your
friends
to listen.
Take anything we can get.
Don't tell your friends to listen. Order them to listen.
Yes.
Force them to listen.
Exactly.
Tie them to a chair. Tape open
their
ears.
It's better if feathers are involved with a merciless tickling.
Yeah.
Right?
Maybe you could even do this repeatedly and get a Pavlovian response going so they must listen to us.
Oh, good idea. Yes.
Yes. I love force.
Yes.
Oh, wait.
Wait a minute. Actually, we think...
It's a bad rumor to start.
All things should be voluntary.
Yes.
Yeah, and by the way, those jokes about Mike's penis on the show.
12 centimeters.
I mean, they were totally untrue. It's everyone who knows anything knows that it's at least 16 inches. So, I mean, just disregard whatever you heard.
Just wait until next episode to see how long it'll be.
Exactly.
All right,
it's
thanks.
Like Pinocchio's nose. It's like our noses, they keep growing.
The more gossip you tell, the longer it gets.
Yes, exactly. Old Greg, you want to say goodbye?
Apparently not.
No, he doesn't. All right. Well, we'll say goodbye for him.
All right. Thanks, everyone.
All right. We're Pork Therapy.
Woo!
No, that was an old Greg.
Oh.
Like, I'm old Greg. We're Pork Therapy.
All right,
I guess
bye.
It wasn't too funny. Bye.